Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Morena, David Slack, how's it going?
Morena, Johnny, I'm real good, thanks.
Now, yesterday you joined the Hikoi and did a bit of protest and made your way over the bridge.
It was excellent. It was one of the nicest moods I've ever encountered in a protest. You know, sometimes they can be a bit brittle, but I thought this was the WOMAD of protest marches. You know how that's compared to a lot of festivals, the WOMAD is just lovely for families and it's got a nice inclusive vibe. Well, it was the same walking across the bridge. You know, everybody was accommodating of one another, everybody was warm, and it was the widest spectrum of people I've seen in a long time too. You know, every kind of age, every kind of colour, and there was a positivity to it. You know, it was everybody turning out to say, we're here to say this matters to us, this counts, and this is the side we're on, and it's, in my contention, the right side, because, you know, the whole idea of the treaty was that you were going to find a way to work cooperatively, right? And what you're doing here is demonstrating how you can get along cooperatively. So much of what is said about the treaty, it seems to me, is kind of projection, where people figure, well, I wouldn't be cooperative and I am selfish, so I figure if this is giving people the possibility of not being cooperative and being selfish, I reckon they'll take it. But it's just wrong. It's mistaken, and I find it really frustrating. So it was really heartening to see so many people doing that, really nice, you know, to be amongst people doing something about something that is wrong.
Just last night, the King's Council, the top lawyers in the country have published their thoughts on the treaty principles bill.
They have, and it is most excellent, as you might expect from the country's most capable lawyers. And I want to read you one bit in particular they've written that I think just sort of goes to the heart of it. And here's what they say. The Coalition Government's Treaty Principles Bill seeks to redefine in law the meaning of Te Tiriti by replacing the existing treaty principles with new treaty principles, which are said to reflect the three articles of Te Tiriti. The problem is that they do not. By imposing a contested definition of the three articles, the bill seeks to rewrite the treaty itself. And they go on to say, the Treaty Principles Bill would have the effect of unilaterally changing the meaning of Te Tiriti and its effect in law without the agreement of Māori as the treaty partner. Mm. And that's, you know, that goes to the very heart of this.
Yes.
Somebody did it nicely in illustration form, where they've changed the... changed our coat of arms to more accurately reflect the intent of this particular bill. And what they've done is you know, that our coat of arms has the Queen on one side and Māori on the other. Well, Māori is gone and there's just a Queen on both sides. And really, that's what's going on here. It's a reinterpretation of the treaty to try and pretend that it really was just a surrender to the great white power, and that everybody should just shut up and pretend the assimilation has happened and that's how it ought to be. And it's just bloody wrong. And it has to reinvent the actual intent of treaty to arrive at that point, and it has to reinvent everything that was done in the last 40 years to find a way of mending the harm that was done, because, let's not forget, that treaty was almost immediately disregarded and disrespected and pushed to a side in the name of giving colonisers free range over the lands here. And
oh, you still there?
In enough time, we have found a way to mend that harm, and that's what the last 40 years has been about.
Yes.
But, what's being sought here is to pretend none of that ever happened. There are a couple of things I'd like to mention in particular that came up yesterday with respect to this that I think are worth thinking about. And one is that this could all stop today if we wanted it to. The bill is set to have its first reading, and this is the chance right now for the government to say, this is the founding document of the country. We're not going to put it on the table to be torn to shreds and rewritten and renegotiated for at least the next 6 months. It would be too divisive. He's used that word himself. He thinks it's divisive. Well, if he thinks it's divisive, he can act. He can act right now by saying, no, we're not going to vote in support of the first reading, and the whole stupid thing stops right now. And let's not forget, this is a man who campaigned up and down the country against Three Waters with the lie that it was divisive. But if that's what he considered was the problem with Three Waters that needed to be acted on, that it was divisive, this is magnitudes greater in its divisive force. And for that reason, he ought to be absolutely committed to voting against it, its reading today and letting it stop there.
Okay, so first reading is today, and it could just be completely halted.
It could, that's right. All of this nonsense could end. And, you know, there's a real irony here that he's saying, oh, but I can't do that because that's in my coalition agreement. He's treating that like that's a really important covenant. Well, you know what's an even more important covenant? The goddamn treaty. And so if that matters to him so much, he ought to be, for that reason as well, saying, no, can't be doing this. This has got to stop.
What do you think the long-term political implications for ACT, the government and other political parties will be if they, if they either choose to support or oppose this bill, and especially in terms of Māori and Crown relations?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, we know, and we've seen this for decades now, that there is a rump of the voting public, at least a rump, and potentially more than that, that doesn't support what's been done over the last 40 years. Mostly, I think, out of imagined wrongs. It tends to spring from misinformation and a lack of understanding rather than a strongly held view that's informed. You know, we don't know nearly... Not nearly enough of us know nearly enough about our history, and that is causing us problems and will go on causing us problems. And what that means is a party like ACT could milk this grievance for a long, long time yet. And so that's a problem. But there was something about the mood on that hikoi across the bridge yesterday that told me that we are enough of us, fair-minded enough, that... in the debate that prevails, I think good reason can prevail. Mm. So, you know, you have to get out there and raise your voice, and that's what a whole lot of us did yesterday.
Well, one last question for you, David. How likely is it that this bill would pass, given that most parties are against it, at the very least at the second reading, and could public opinion play a role in changing any party stances?
Oh, look, it's possible. I mean, you know, it was dismaying to see the way the referendum debate on weed took the turn it did, where there was enough understanding for it to proceed, but enough misinformed hysteria was marshalled by people like Paula Bennett to the extent that in the end it failed. And 6 months of this and misinformation and people reinforcing themselves with spurious arguments about we're all the same, so we should just treat everybody the same without being any more particular or nuanced than that, could have an unfortunate outcome. So, you know, worse things have happened, it could do, but you know, it doesn't have to. It really doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, David Slack, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning. And
you're welcome.
We shall look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks. Cheers, mate.
Terrific. Cheers, Donnie.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.